going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
John, college football and the ever-changing landscape, this would be a bridge too far. Heather Dinich, college football writer, ESPN, talking about how the format for the playoff could be tweaked. Big Ten SEC teams have discussed auto qualifying spots, yeah, all this stuff, whatever. The worst of this is, quote, one possibility, which could be viewed as a compromise, is having conferences earn automatic bids through their play each season. A model where each Power Four league can guarantee playoff spots through a combination of his team's overall records and maybe even TV ratings, according to a source, could be presented. The highest ranked conferences would earn the most automatic bids. You heard me right, John. I said through a combination of, you know, winning and losing games and TV ratings.
That makes me want to vomit. If that becomes a part of it, then
I'm out.
Yeah, I mean, what we do with college football becomes just strictly a job.
Is it WWE at that point?
Because, yeah, I mean, at that point, yeah, it's all scripted. Because they're trying to basically put in as many blue bloods as possible. Because even, I'll just use Michigan, even when Michigan is not good, it's in fact, sometimes when they are not good, their ratings are even better because people like to see a train wreck.
Hate watch. Or yeah, they want to see the train wreck.
Right. And so you have no way of quantifying what those ratings mean. Now you go back to, what was it, 21, and Michigan State play. They're both 7-0 at the time. The ratings are through the roof because they were two teams competing for a Big Ten championship. And that, with the rivalry, all of a sudden, yeah, you get great ratings, but that tells nothing of the story on a year in, year out, week in, week out basis.
So we both work with Doug Carson. You work with him double duty with Michigan. Yeah. And he always says, but is it going to affect Saturday? Right. So the NIL stuff, yeah, but on Saturday, I still wake up and I'm excited to watch the game. If I'm watching the game knowing the result isn't the only thing that matters, it cheapens it. And do I even care to watch at that point? This is the first thing that would cause me to say, hey, I can deal with the portal. I can deal with NIL. It's a changing landscape. I don't want to be the old guy. I can get with the times. But if you're telling me the times include, even if you lose, but a lot of people like your brand and watched, we're going to give you a boost, I have no respect for that. That cheapens competitiveness. It cheapens wins and losses.
Right, especially if you're talking about championship football, yes, or championship opportunities. We all know, and we've seen this before, where Michigan State has a better record than Michigan, but Michigan gets a better bowl game. All right, now, especially since, yep, bowl games now are, I hate to say this, they're insignificant. Guys opt out. We have no idea what they're going to be. That doesn't seem to be as part of as much of the equation. It will be for individual fan bases, but we've already seen that. And we know that money drives everything. But for a championship, to crown a champion, to have a seat at the table, it should all come down to wins and losses and how good you are, not what type of ratings you draw.
Imagine putting in a 4-loss SEC team because they rate well on television, or a 4-loss Big Ten team because they rate well on television, and we leave out a 1 or a 2-loss team because, well, tie goes to TV.
Well, Or how about this? Does the Big Ten or the SEC or any of these other conferences, do they actually start the messaging of don't watch an SEC game? All right, Big Ten country, don't watch an SEC game.
It could be the difference in the final spot.
Right, that is...
That's stupid.
That's bizarre.
We want people watching these games.
I can't even believe that this was... And this is not Heather Dinich. Like, she reports what she hears.
And she did say maybe even TV ratings. But the fact that someone would even float this out to get response is insulting.
Yeah, let's put this idea out there and see how it's received. Oh, I can tell you how it's going to receive. It's total BS.
Pretty much. 248-539-9797. College football done pretending it's about competition. Are TV ratings all that really matter? We can't get to that point. Not if you want to maintain any semblance of this being a sport as opposed to the WWE, which a lot of people enjoy, but it's entertainment more than it is sport.
It is, yeah. And I said this to you guys the other day. When you have a 17-time champ in what's his name?
John Cena.
John Cena. What does that even mean? Like, it's all scripted. I hate to ruin it for those who think it's real, but what the hell does that even mean? That's what this would be. This would be completely scripted, contrived. Yeah. There'd be no validity to a championship tournament if you're there just because more people watched you.
You should be there on the merits of your season, and there's enough to dissect with, you know, incomplete resumes and strength of schedule, and it turns into a bickering match, but at least it's based on what we think of the teams on the field and not what we think of the eyeballs paying attention to those teams on the field. That this would be a disaster.
It's going
to
make Greg Palm a problem.
It would make it a problem, but you would have to factor in TV ratings. It's another number.
Please, no. Stop.
Ken Palm, are they going to put TV ratings
for your final
into their Ken Palm rankings?
I don't like where we're going. 248-539-9797.
But do you like where we've been?
I've tolerated some of the changes. This is a bridge too far.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.